We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I remember the day the Diamond opened. Boy, it was going to last forever. And, you know, it was a great ballpark when it first opened, but I think everybody agrees that it's more than outdated at this point. So we've gone back and forth, what, over a decade trying to get a new ballpark? Ned Oliver is a reporter for Virginia Mercury. He joins us now with the news that was unveiled yesterday about plans for a joint ballpark between VCU's baseball team and the Squirrels. Fill me in, Ned.
Yeah, hey, John. I feel like I've been covering the stadium in Richmond since I started here in 2012. Right. I lost a good portion of my working life to the story. But the update yesterday was basically VCU gave their first look to what has been a fairly skeptical Republican-controlled General Assembly. They basically are willing at this point to turn over the land. It looks like they just want to get a good idea that this isn't just a baseball stadium for the city, that there's some really serious academic and broader sports use to it. And I think that's what they were trying to give a first look at it. And they're going to have to present more detailed plans in the fall. But
so the state would just transfer this big piece of property directly to VCU, or is there money changing hands there as well?
There would be money changing hands. Now, that said, it's between entities of the state government. So what all that means, I don't totally know. But yes, as the budget is currently written, VCU would be getting the right of first refusal to purchase the property at what the state considers fair market value.
And the stadium itself, has VCU identified someone who will put up the money to build a new stadium? And that's a big ticket item.
So this all goes back to what we first heard about a couple years ago, that there was a memorandum of understanding between the city, VCU, and the Squirrels to work on this stadium deal. And
together,
as far as I know, the funding details are still vague, but they still involve the city, the Squirrels, and VCU all putting up a portion. And VCU Athletics Director Ed McLaughlin did allude to that yesterday when he was presenting this. He told them, the state money committee, that basically VCU is going to be paying for everything with athletics dollars except for the stadium, which would have its own special financing arrangement.
Special financing arrangement, huh? That seems to me to be where the devil lives, is those types of details. And I guess
that's the big unanswered question always when it comes to this.
Somebody's got to tell me what the price tag is and whether, you know, you got a wealthy donor who's willing to put 50% in, and then you go around for the next 24 months and fundraise. That makes sense. But without that, is it the taxpayer is going to be doing it? That's a big question. I mean, if you've been covering this since 2012, you know this sounds like what we've talked about in the past, where big plans are revealed. There's a nice a drawing that's done by an artist, or a little model that's made by somebody who's really good at Legos. And then in 2 years, the whole thing is off. You think this is any different?
Oh, it's impossible for me to say. It's just you know the history as well as I do. The 2012 attempt was the second time that people had wanted to put a ballpark in Shaka Bottom and not been able to pull it off. I got the sense when I was covering City Hall, broad agreement that a boulevard site would be preferable. So, you know, this is a boulevard site, and it achieves the city's goal of clearing that big triangle of land. I can't remember the number of acres off the top of my head for redevelopment. That's the site you can recall the city had pitched to Amazon when they were putting in their own HQ2 bid. So they have a lot of ambition for that site. They're excited to move a stadium off of it. Whether or not the money is forthcoming to do it when there's enough specifics on the table is anybody's guess, I would say.
So was there anybody from the Squirrels at this discussion yesterday? Would any word about whether they're super happy about this or optimistic or just like, let us know when you make your decision?
No one from the Squirrels was there that I saw, but I can tell you from talking to them in the past that they're essentially in a holding pattern, and it's exactly like you just said. It's sort of a let us know. And the city, everything has really been on hold with regard to the stadium talks while this state process has played out to try to get control of this land. You haven't heard city officials talk about that. You haven't heard city officials talk about the broader Boulevard site. It's everyone is just waiting to see if they can get this land from the state.
Well, getting VCU involved in it seems like a smart thing to get a couple of stakeholders in there. And let's be honest, I almost feel like we could rename the city of Richmond VCU land when I drive downtown, since they have built so much. But that is a track record of success. So maybe they'll be able to make it happen.
It's funny you mentioned that. The only bit of skepticism I heard voiced yesterday was from Richmond's delegate, Democrat Dolores McQuinn, who was wondering if the site would be paying taxes, real estate taxes to the city. And the answer, of course, was no. The state doesn't pay real estate taxes. But such a sports complex would generate all kinds of economic development, was the argument in response.
Well, I appreciate the update. Chapter, 78 of this thing? Ned Oliver, reporter for the Virginia Mercury. Always enjoy getting to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, John. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.